Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Sometimes leaders, whether in the government or in education or in religion, think of themselves as being little gods or even big gods. They act, to use Job's words, as if they are the people, and wisdom will die with them. Job 12:2. Such leaders are obnoxious and do great harm to whatever cause they espouse. 3 John describes such a leader, probably a self-appointed leader. I wrote unto the church, but Diotrephes, who loves to have the preeminence among them, receives us not. Wherefore, if I come, I will remember his deeds which he does, prating against us with malicious word, and not content therewith. Neither does he himself receive the brethren, and forbids them that would, and cast them out of the church. 2 John 9 and 10. How arrogant that any man should set himself up as a dictator in the Lord's church. Diotrephes would not even receive John, an apostle of Jesus Christ. A number of years ago, the elders of a church I know decided to let their preacher go. Whether or not they had good reasons, I do not know. I am not trying to second guess an eldership. But when the members asked the elders why they had fired the preacher, one of the elders replied, "That is none of your business." As a result of such answers, that church lost about 25% to 30% of its members. Granted, elders have the responsibility of hiring and firing preachers, but they must keep the members informed about these decisions which affect the whole church. Peter urged elders to feed the church of God which was among them, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. 1 Peter 5:3. The expression, being lords, means exercising lordship. The Revised Standard Version renders the term, not domineering. The mother of Zebedee's sons came to Jesus with a request that one of her sons sit on the Lord's right hand and one on the left hand when he established his kingdom. Jesus explained that she did not know what she was asking. He called James and John to him and said, "You know the princes of the Gentiles exercise dominion over them, and they that are great exercise authority upon them. But it shall not be so among you. But whosoever will be great among you, let him be your servant. And whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your slave. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many." Matthew 20:20-29. How desperate all leaders need to learn the lessons Jesus taught on that occasion. Elders must not act like potentates. They are to be examples unto the flock. Does that mean they have no authority except example? Such a conclusion has no support in Scripture. Of course, elders are to be examples, but they have authority to shepherd, to rule, to oversee, and to warn. There is absolutely no question about the elders having authority, even though the word rendered authority, exousios, is never used of elders. But their authority means very little if the elders are not examples to the members of the body of Christ. If elders encourage the members to be diligent in their attendance, then elders must set the example. How foolish and hypocritical it would be for elders to urge members to be regular in their attendance and the elders themselves not diligent. The Hebrew writer said, "Obey them who have the rule over you and submit yourselves. For they watch for your souls as they that must give an account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable to you." Hebrews 13:17. My friends, we thank you for listening. May God continue to bless and keep you.